Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. By the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And by that, I want to give a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers getting the job done with the packages and the mail that needs to be delivered, as well as the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse folks either and our Amazon drivers out there doing the very important job that they're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word put together. And our website is very simple, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And some of you are listening to us over there right now. I can see the numbers starting to add up on the website because some of you know that you can go over there and listen to the Captain's America Third Watch live when we're on the air. We stream over there on the website. We have a link there. And when we go off the air, then you can hear us streaming the show that we just did. It plays over and over again on a loop, so you can hear it anytime you want. And, of course, our podcasts are over there, and we have a lot of different things over there for you to look at, too, including my next guest, who's always my first guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, because he's got a link to his page over there. And good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there. Happy Monday.
Yippee-i-yo, Cow Patty. It's a little nippy over here. It's 56 degrees tonight, going down about 4 or 5 more degrees right here in the Tampa area. A little cool front coming through. What's it doing over there?
Well, actually, we're seeing a cooling trend here in California, Captain. It's 50 degrees right now. We're looking ahead to a very cool week with temperatures in about the mid-60s.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'd like to see it a little warmer, and I guess you would, too.
Yes.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we toss in there and emphasize the words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, a lot of things have happened since we talked last over the weekend on the weekend show. First of all, we had the Super Bowl last night. Kansas City came from behind and won 38-35 with 5 seconds to go on the clock, kicked a game-winning field goal. That was the end of that. But, boy, what a game. And Mahomes Mahomes, I thought, was going to be knocked out of the game when he limped off the field there in the first half, because you know that he re-hurt his ankle with a high ankle sprain, but they taped him back up again. He came back in and played lights out.
He really did, and he made some pretty amazing plays as well, Captain. And one of the great things about this Super Bowl now, of course, in the books, was that it was a very competitive game, very close game. Sometimes Super Bowls can just be runaways, but this one was a nail-biter to the very end. It was really exciting.
Well, I wish I didn't have to report on this next story the way I do, but unfortunately, folks, the Turkey-Syria earthquake, the death toll has now surpassed 33,000, and it's going to go higher. Now, building contractors have been reportedly detained. Amongst those arrested were a building contractor identified as Yavuz Karakas, along with two people accused of removing columns to create space in a building that would house more people that toppled in Monday's 7.8 magnitude quake. So, in other words, it wound up killing a bunch of people a lot quicker because they took the extra columns out that would have held the building up. It's very pathetic.
It is, Captain. Of course, these investigations, are going to reveal other deficiencies, perhaps, in some of the building structures and so forth. Hopefully, they can be strengthened, the rules and regulations, to try to prevent something from happening like this in the future, obviously. We've got a couple of stories where we've had a woman and also a child pulled out of the rubble over the last couple of days. Plus, I think another man was rescued, but unfortunately, those stories may start to become more few and far between as more people, unfortunately, may be dead under the rubble.
Yeah, and we had a very unfortunate story reporting about a family of four that were from the state of Florida that were found dead, as well as a husband and a wife. They were in the medical profession. They'd recently gotten married. They went back to Turkey to take care of a medical career there and work with their friends and neighbors back in the area, and they wound up dead, too. So it's very unfortunate to hear about these things.
Yes, very sad indeed. But Captain, there's been a great outpouring, though, of people trying to help, sending aid and sending themselves over there as well to try to help go through the rubble and save whoever they can.
Well, Israel is on the way with more people and more equipment, and kudos to them because they're on the ball, and you can always count on Israel to show up and help when the going gets tough. All right, Kyle, hold the fort. Folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning, and of course, it's a great day in the neighborhood wherever you're at. I hope it is because it is where I'm at. How's that? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Kyle Warren, stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Hey, everybody, it's me, the Captain, and I am back with Kyle Warren. We'll get to Kyle in just a second after I remind you that this portion of the program, The Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take. I take it religiously every single day. I take it with a meal in the morning, and I never look back. Now, sometimes you might have to take it a second time if you have a problem that's being persistent or something that, maybe you aggravated an old injury or something. But most of the time, just one in a day with your breakfast takes care of you for the whole day, usually. So let's start with that, and let's go from there. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it. And some of you will use up the three-week quick start, and some of you won't. That's fine. Don't feel ashamed if you don't. It means you don't need to have as much as the next person. So, therefore, you have more for yourself. But I've ran into a bunch of people, of course, at the gun show over the weekend. I was telling them about it. I even had some samples, little pill samples, to show them in the little capsules so that they could see the way it came. And one person was aware of what it was, and he wanted the sample bag I had. And I said, sure. So he got the sample bag, and he saved himself $20. Reason I say that is because when you go online to relieffactor.com/captain, it's going to cost you $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Now, if you get it for me, you're going to get a bonus of an extra $19.95 for the sample package you're going to get, and then you'll go online the second time around and order it. So you got two shots at $19.95 instead of having to pay for the full month's supply, 4 weeks, which is a difference of whatever the cost is. You can figure it out as for what it is, and you save yourself some money. So it is what it is. And I usually have them with me when I go to the gun shows or when I'm out at an event. I carry at least one bag with me sometimes, too. But anyway, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 1995 3-week quick start. He gets it all started, and then just follow the instructions, and away you go. Now, best part, 100% drug-free. Second best part, 100% botanical fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularizations of key enzymes and proteins in your body. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. And inflammation is what causes the pain to begin with. Okay? Think about that for a second. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and in the words of Kyle Warren, what do you say?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. And it'll help you sleep, because if you're not in pain, you can get the rest that you need. All right, here we go. The United States has shot down multiple technically defined UFOs in the last 36 hours, leaving Americans wondering what in the world, or out of it, is going on. Unfortunately, because it's what just happened on the weekend, as per usual, that means the President of the United States, slumbering, sleeping Joe Biden, was nowhere to be found. I mean, sure, you know, we might be getting invaded by aliens or whatever, but is that really a reason for Joe Biden to not do his job, Kyle?
Well, of course not. This sounds like a national security problem that we would have at least liked to have seen some statement from the president. And I will say this, Captain, you just mentioned aliens. You know, certainly with China and Russia breathing down our necks, one wonders if it's a good idea to really mess with the aliens all in the same two-week period or so, trying to be funny. But what's not funny about this, Captain, is that what we're hearing from the Pentagon is that they don't even seem to know exactly what these objects are.
All right.
Find that hard to believe.
Now, you said a very interesting point, because the official word from the Pentagon is they are not sure what the latest objects since Friday that were shot down are. Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer's going out there saying, oh, a couple of them were balloons, just like the other one there. They was balloons. How the hell does he know? They're not going to tell him right off the bat.
Well, no, that's true. Also, it may be that they don't want to tell exactly what it is at this point, and we wouldn't want Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer to go out there and say something that probably shouldn't be said at this point, because, again, it's all a matter of national security, and you may want to keep whoever's launching these objects guessing as to just exactly how much information we really do have. Now, that being said, of course, it would be hard, we'd be hard-pressed, Captain, to think that the United States military can't identify these objects or don't understand the technology by which they are staying aloft. We're seeing these things in these reports, so that's very concerning.
Two of the reports from the pilots groups that took down the objects were they were either rectangular or some sort of they had a shape other than a balloon, both two different objects. And I mentioned it last week to you. I said, I don't know. I'm not sure. But it sounds to me like one of them could be a drone. There are drones, full-size drones, the size of a car, that will fly all the way around the world if that's what you want to have done. All you got to do is refuel them.
That's right. I've also seen a report talking about that they might have even been octagonal. And then just briefly, Captain, one of these U.S. military officials actually did say, U.S. Air Force General Glenn Von Herk, he's involved in this. He was asked if he would rule out aliens at this point. He says, we're not ruling out anything. Now, we say that to have a little bit of humor, but obviously they are going to be pretty tight-lipped. For exactly what they're seeing up there.
Well, let's take a look at what's going on here. The United States officially closed their airspace over a part of Lake Michigan up near Lake Huron for some unidentified objects that were flying around, or at least one up there, which they reportedly shot down. That may have been the one that went further up into Canada, that Canada called us up and requested we take down. Right?
Yes, exactly, yes.
Now, there's also more breaking news about what was just shot down in the Yukon, in Canada, in the Yukon.
by a U.S. Air Force F-22 Raptor, again using a heat-seeker missile, which, according to the description from Canadian officials, the object was very similar to that was shot down over Alaska on Friday, which we still don't know what that was.
Precisely. This is all so mysterious. But yet, Captain, it's also very concerning because why would you fly such an object into somebody else's sovereign airspace the way that these objects are coming in if you didn't have some other purpose behind it? This is not some world record-setting drone trying to circumnavigate the globe. It would be, that would be known. It would be all over the news. What's also interesting is that these objects seem to be operating within the area where civilian aircraft would be operating, as opposed to at 60 or 70 or 80,000 feet like the Chinese spy balloon.
Now, someone or several someones are trying to create a stir. This could be more than one country. There are more than one country that have this type of capability. For example, China, certainly. Russia, certainly. Iran, probably. Who else you want to add to the mix? North Korea? Maybe.
North Korea? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Because they've fired other things. So why wouldn't they play a little game with this? Because we're not being told, you know, who this is. And until we actually get the pieces and parts and can make some identifications, which I understand we're doing a good job with the stuff that landed on the ice there in Alaska, as well as getting the stuff out of the water down there where they did shoot down a balloon. Off the coast of South Carolina.
South Carolina, right. They say it's in about 50 feet of water.
Yeah. So they've done a pretty good job there. But, again, we're not hearing a lot about what's going on. Now, not to change the subject, but Montana also had their airspace closed yesterday because of an unidentified object that was reported in the skies over Montana. So it's just there's a bunch of stuff floating around here.
There is. It does beg the question, Captain, is this something that was simply not known heretofore, or are these new incursions, or in other words, are these new flights by objects that just weren't there before? So this is very, very elaborate, certainly, in what's happening. The question is, why exactly is it? What kind of surveillance could it be doing? Or is it there to cause problems for aviation? We just don't know yet.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're going to be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour coming up. Kyle Warren will be right back. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning on the Radio, and you're listening
this
to
is Kyle
Captain's
Warren.
America.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. They came back from down 10 points to beat the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 Sunday night in Arizona, notching their second title since 2020. Kicker Harrison Butker nailed a game-winning field goal with 8 seconds left. Quarterback Patrick Holmes took home Super Bowl MVP honors for the second time in his career. He threw for 3 touchdowns despite an apparent injury. Eagles signal caller Jalen Hurts scored 3 rushing touchdowns in the loss, tying a Super Bowl record.
The nation is buzzing after Rihanna's performance during halftime at Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. She took the stage Sunday for her first live performance in 5 years. Rihanna came out floating above the field on a suspended platform while she sang some of her greatest hits like Wild Thoughts, Work, and Diamonds. The Grammy Award-winning artist was also surrounded by an enormous crew of backup dancers. Her performance also stirred up rumors that she was pregnant and her second child, which was later confirmed by her reps. Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I am back, and I want to say a special shout out to all the folks in Sarasota that stopped by to see us on Saturday. We were back there at our normal spot on Saturday. We really didn't know if we were going to be there or not, but we were there, and we had Jeff from Sarasota with us, and I was back there by Rick. And Rick, of course, is a mainstay back there. Those of you that go to the show know exactly who he is. And we had a great time. We had a great time. So a lot of people. And, of course, Hattie, loved you stopping by. Stop by anytime you want, as well as all the other different people that were there, listeners to the show, and even had one of our sponsors there. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, let me tell you something. Specials galore going on right now at MyPillow.com. Pillows are on sale. Buy one, get one free. Towels are on sale. Marked down by 50%. Sheets are on sale. The Giza sheets, as low as $29.95, saving you $70. Slippers are on sale. The slip-on slippers are $19.95, saving you $50 a pair. And, of course, the pajamas, if you want to buy them, they're on sale, too, saving you 50%. Now, you've all helped to build MyPillow into an incredible company. And Mike Lindell goes out of his way to give you the best he can for a reasonable price so you can get a great night's sleep sleeping on his products or wearing his products, as the case may be. And Mike is just changing the game right now with the things that he's doing, making things compatible and comfortable and affordable at a time when everybody else is jacking their prices out of sight. Well, he's not doing it.
So therefore, it's people like that that I am going to support every and any way I can. Remember, go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That'll get you in the door, and you will immediately start saving money. Everything you take a look and see, you'll start to save money. And if you want to call and speak to a person, you can do that, too, by giving them a call at 641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget, MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Phone number is 800-641-5459 for more details. There you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, somebody's going nuts sending us messages.
They are, Captain. As a matter of fact, we just heard from Wally as you were talking about my pillow. He says the bed, new bed that he bought, it's on the way, he says. So
yeah,
Wally's getting ready to have a great new bed from my pillow.
I can't wait to hear about that because that's a special bed that they've got with the mattresses that are all custom fit and all that sort of stuff. And I'm sure he's got it loaded up with the sheets and everything he could do to make it, you know, the way it's supposed to be. And it's just it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. So we are excited to hear how all that works out for him.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll tell us. Now, have you been gaslighted before by somebody?
Yeah, I think we all have to some degree at one time or another, sure.
We have a big-time problem right now with a president of the United States that wouldn't know the truth if it stood up and bit him in the ass. And I'm being very blunt about that. And the reason I'm saying that is because every time he comes out and he says the sky is blue, the sky is black. And he says the sky is yellow, the sky is green. Okay? Whatever he says is not true. And he's been caught again, misleading the country with all this nonsense about consumer prices. Oh, we're doing so much better. The economy is so much better. We're doing tremendously. Things are going in the right direction. Well, lo and behold, over the weekend, it seems that the consumer price people, the consumer price index, was wrong for November and December. And instead of being down, which was a good thing, which Biden used in the State of the Union message for being, you know, how good they were doing to turn the corner, this, that, and the other. Instead of being down, it was up considerably in both months.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, the idea of gaslighting is doing something to try to make someone question their own reality, basically, or question reality. Because you and I can go to the grocery store, and our listeners can go to the grocery store, and they can see exactly what the prices are and exactly what the economy is doing. And then here comes the president. Oh, no, it's all different. What you're seeing with your lying eyes just isn't true. And we have the right numbers for you. But you're exactly right, Captain. The reason they did that, obviously, so the president could go to the State of the Union and say, the economy's going in the right direction, the inflation's going down, and this kind of stuff, and that's gaslighting us. You're right.
Well, unfortunately, during his misleading lecture called the State of the Union Address, in which he said the economy was strong and that he'd created all these jobs, everything was going in a great direction, and this, that, and the other, he lied. And by the way, the president creates no jobs. The president creates zero jobs. The Congress does, but not the president.
Well, that and creating the atmosphere by which small business and even mom and pop shops create jobs, yep, when the environment is right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hey, my name is Stan. I'm calling from Lumen, Florida.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, I 39 years ago, United States Air Force satellite operations. We had a satellite picture, and there was no doubt it was a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, I talked to my sergeant because I got in trouble for doing some stuff, and mm-hmm. It was about the picture. It was Christmas Eve, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And make the long story short, I said, "Hey, this is a UFO here." And she's like, "No, it's not." I'm like, Sergeant, it's a UFO. No, it's not. I'm like, what do you mean it's not? She says, because there's no such thing as UFOs, because the United States Air Force has identified all flying objects. There's no such thing as unidentified. We know them all. So whatever they're lying to us about now, that what they know what's in the sky.
Yep.
This is 40 years later. They have more technology. We know what it is.
I agree with you. And by the way, it's not the same thing all the time. You notice that?
Interesting. Yeah, I'm a little flabbergasted about this because I was involved in the project through I worked with satellite operations, NASA, NORAD, CIA. So I know this crap.
Yeah.
And it just flabbergasted me.
Well, thank you for telling us that, and don't be afraid to call us anytime and let us know anytime something's going on we need to know about so we can tell the people.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you very much. Okay, Kyle, are you surprised to hear that?
No, not at all. Of course, all this talk about, you know, it's interesting that we're actually seeing this come up even in mainstream news stories, because people are wondering if they can't identify the object, what in the heck could it possibly be? But from the stories we've heard, I just don't think that if it was in fact an alien spacecraft, let's say, I don't think we'd get too close to touch it. I think it might not be as easy to shoot them down as one might think, but that being said, whoever is launching these things, terrestrial in origin, I believe, they're going to backtrack this, and the political fallout, Captain, from this is going to be enormous, one might think, because these kinds of incursions are not welcome.
Well, he mentioned something very interesting, and the person that made that statement was ignorant that made it to him. Well, we know everything that's in the sky. We know everything that's up there. We've been tracking it. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Well, NORAD is there precisely to track. They track all kinds of stuff. They track a bunch of space junk up there because if you're going to fly a spacecraft or the International Space Station or back when the shuttles flew, they have to move them out of the way. Because they've got all this stuff that's still orbiting the Earth, and it can hit you going 20,000 miles an hour and do all kinds of damage, even small pieces. So they are capable of tracking just about anything. So how these things, and of course we know about stealth technology for one thing. So we don't know exactly what these craft are made out of or what their design is, but certainly it's got to be something if it has been evading. See, I think we have to question all of what they're telling us right now because I think they're saying very little because of national security at this point. And when it does come out, I think it will be incredibly, not, I don't want to say terrifying, but it'll be awesome. It'll be something that we haven't heard about yet before.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We're going to be doing our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we'll be telling you about the weather all across the country. We do have some storms out west again, going to be moving east over the next several days. So get ready. And some snow up in the middle Atlantic states tonight. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band about that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Billy O. Get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we're gonna show up. Smoother than a fresh drop, skip it. I'm too hot. I'm not a police and a fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money.
Break it down.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
Ah, oh, Bruno Mars. And the reason I played that one, I'm going to bring Kyle in here, is because last night, I don't know how many times we heard mention on the halftime show about Bruno Mars and the program and the show that he did. He'd been there one time, and they were wondering when he was going to come back again. That's one of the songs that he actually did at the Super Bowl when he was there.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, I would love to see Bruno Mars come back. And I got to tell you, Captain, my hat's off to Rihanna. She did a great job. And that's something we kind of never saw before, but with all the platforms rising up into the stadium and so forth, it was really a visual excitement to see that. And, of course, the music was great, and Rihanna did a great job. And I think as well, congratulations are in order for her as well, as she seems to be expecting. So that's amazing.
Well, that's your digital platform stuff that you keep hearing about and seeing, and some of it was, you know, actually going on, and some of it was just, you know, it only went so far. It didn't go way up to the sky at the top of the stadium like it said, like it appeared to be, but they're able to do that. But anyway, let's go back over here and let me kick myself for what I gotta say. Listen, folks, a winter storm is going to bring strips of heavy snow and strong winds from the Four Corners area into the central high plains through Tuesday and Wednesday before expanding into the upper Midwest and possibly the Great Lakes. So you need to be on your toes up there. And this would be Thursday and Friday. Now, a considerable amount of ice is also possible. And the southern end of the storm's cold front could produce severe thunderstorms through the Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas area, all the way up to the Ohio Valley midweek. Now, we do have some weather tonight. We do have some colder temperatures in the south and the southeast, but we got a little bit of snow in eastern Tennessee and the mountains of North Carolina and a little bit of it in the mountains of Virginia tonight. So there's a little area of weather bothering people up that way. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's thank you, Captain. Yes, we're looking tonight. First, we're going to start with what we see on the radar right now. No, we don't see any weird flying objects, but we do see some rain in Southern California. This is going to be south of Los Angeles. It's going to be out in the Borrego Springs area right now, Temecula area, but also covering most of San Diego tonight. So if you're going to be running a load down there, you're going to run into that. And also, we're seeing a lot of rain up near Seattle, Washington, mostly north of Seattle, up Everett to Mount Vernon. We got snow to the east of there. We do have rain down through Tacoma and then down Interstate 5 as you head towards Longview on your way to Portland. So do be aware of that. We also have a freeze watch in California Central Valley. We've also got, we'll head on up to Big Sky Country, winter storm watch in the southern part of the state there. High wind and winter warning, winter weather warning, that is to say, in the central part of the state, over towards, all Great Falls, Helena has got a winter weather advisory down through Butte, over to Missoula, and then over into parts of northern and central Idaho as well. We've got more winter weather advisories and winter storm watches in southern Utah, and actually heading up towards Provo as well. So if you're trucking through there tonight. Same story for northern Arizona. Same story for southern Colorado right now. And also, major high wind watch east of Albuquerque in New Mexico tonight. More next hour, and be careful out there.
All right. Well, in southeastern North Dakota tonight, Fargo, in particular over to Minnesota, we have got some windy conditions and some changing weather. Also, that weather comes across towards Minneapolis and then angles its way up to Duluth on the Canadian border, so it'll be over that away too with some wind and some changing weather conditions. Now moving on down into Kansas, we have the western one-third of Kansas, which is raining right now raining pretty good by the looks of it here. And then moving on down into the panhandle of Oklahoma, got a little bit of wind there, Amarillo East, over towards El Reno, and then straight down Texas way, down to Lubbock, and down towards I-20. We've got some windy conditions there. It's probably got a 35, 40-mile-an-hour wind in some of the areas down there, it's reporting. And then over here in the Dallas Metroplex, it looks like we've got some windy conditions over there as well. Things are setting themselves up for drawing some rain, if it will, up out of the Gulf of Mexico. And that's going to be contributing to what's going to be happening in the middle part of the country, namely I-20, I-30, I-40, and possibly I-64 and I-72 with the weather over the next couple of days. So you want to be alert in those areas as to what may be going on. Now, over into eastern Tennessee and the mountains of North Carolina and the mountains of Virginia, you have got some wintry weather over there. It did snow over the weekend up there, and they still got some of the traces there. Temperatures are still below freezing tonight, so there's going to be some ice up in there, so you want to be careful. We do have some windy conditions along the Gulf of Mexico, from Pensacola east over towards Tallahassee over into Big Bend. Just north of Tampa, we've got some windy conditions. As a matter of fact, we had wind yesterday to 48 miles an hour right here in the Tampa Bay area, Kyle.
Wow. No, that is significant. Yeah.
Yeah, and we had a lot of it all day long. It blew, 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 and blew. And we got the wind tonight, not as much. On down all the way to the Keys and up the east coast of the United States, it lets off a little bit until you get back up there to South Carolina. And then you'll have some gale winds right up along the coastline all the way up to Cape Cod tonight. You get a little reprieve up there. Nova Scotia on this particular system so far. And there is a little bit of fog in the mix in Chesapeake Bay and in a couple of spots there not very far from Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, inland. So be careful. Keep your eyes in the sky. And always remember, your home away from home is the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop. That's where you can stop by, make sure you get taken care of for whatever you might need to have there. So, Kyle, tell us about them.
Well, that's right, Captain. In fact, when you stop into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, be sure you're a member of the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And when you sign up, you'll start enjoying two free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Pull on in, and that's pilotflyingj.com.
Yep, and some of the newer ones, I went by one last weekend. I told you I was going to go by the one up there where they were building the new area up there, and they are. They're building a truck wash up there as well as a tire repair shop and just general repairs up there, too. So there you go. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
Another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.